An intense storm system in the upper Midwest overnight last night left behind quite a bit of snow, and it looks like some of the lingering precipitation from that event will pass through the Midwest over the next 2 days. The majority of the region is not likely to be seriously impacted by accumulating snow, but with that said, there will be precipitation around across the region for the next day or two. Now, this morning, radar suggests that rain showers continue to occur from eastern Wisconsin through Michigan down into parts of Indiana and Ohio. Much of the precipitation is very light. It has not had much of an impact in the last 12 hours or so, and it looks like the bulk of the energy in the atmosphere continues to be focused on the upper parts of the Midwest, where occasional snow continues to wind down. The snow is concentrated on the Dakotas and portions of Nebraska. Even parts of Minnesota and western Wisconsin have reported some snow. The upper-level low-pressure center is over the Dakotas still, and as we go through the morning today, we'll see the precipitation still hanging on, and most significantly in those areas. Rain will move through Ohio and parts of Michigan during the course of the morning today, but we don't expect it to have a big impact. And as we move forward through the rest of the day and into the night tonight, we'll likely see improving conditions occurring across a large part of the Midwest. The majority of the region, though, will have to wait until after the upper-level low passes through the region before we see dry weather again. The upper-level low will come eastward from the Dakotas, pass through the Great Lakes region as we go through the day tomorrow and into Wednesday. The upper-level low will likely produce some shower activity of both rain and snow through a big part of the day on Wednesday, and then we'll finally see a drying trend occur across the region as we finish out the week. Most of the precipitation that occurs over these next 2 days will be light. Moisture totals will only run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe a couple tenths of an inch, and the precipitation will be most focused again from the Dakotas into Michigan, parts of Indiana and Ohio, and it will occur as rain and snow, but changing to snow before ending. Most of the accumulations will be quite limited, running a dusting upwards to a couple of inches. The only place where greater amounts of snow will occur will probably be in the upper Midwest, where there will be upwards to 3 inches or more of additional snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, and western Wisconsin. After this period of time, we will see much improved conditions occur across a big part of the Midwest. There should not be much in the way of substantial precipitation occurring during the balance of the coming week to 10 days. There will be a frontal system that will push across the region as we get out into the early to middle part of next week, but that frontal system will not have much moisture to work with and most likely will stay in a mostly dry mode. The next opportunity after that for precipitation may come later next week, and that's the earliest that we would see precipitation of significance back across the region. Our temperatures over these next few days will be cool but not cold. We'll expect to see the average temperatures running just mostly in a seasonable range. We'll look for highs today running mostly in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region, but there will be some 50 and lower 60 degree readings still in Ohio, southeastern Indiana, and Kentucky, mostly from this morning. After that, high temperatures tomorrow should run mostly in the 30s north and 40s south, and we'll see that occur again on Thursday and perhaps Friday as well. Our low temperatures over these next few nights are expected to dip down into the teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt, while the southeastern parts of the region will experience temperatures that will be mostly in the 30s with a couple of upper 20s possible. The forecast in South America remains mostly good, with timely rains expected in both Brazil and Argentina through a big part of the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.